thank my guest, West City Police Chief John Graskowitz. John, how you like the job, Chief?
I do like it. It's something different every day, something different every weekend. It's something that's never the same. So, enjoying it. Yeah. Enjoying it.
Well, you know, when it comes to being an officer and then you being responsible for it when you become police chief, whole different item, which is why I've asked John to join us this morning. My understanding is you can literally every day watch the current police station for West City falling down.
We have a difference from one side of the building to the opposite side of the building from north to south of 17 inches in the measurements of the floor and the height of the building. We're sinking. And we knew that going in, but we've been in this building for 25 years. We moved into this building when Washington School moved out of this building in 1998. And at that time, the building was sinking, and we knew that. But we've remodeled the building and we've been able to get 25 years out of a building that they decided they were done with in 1998 and got 25 more years of life out of it.
So the plan to make a new one, and my understanding is that you're ready to go. You're about to go down to the grocery hardware store and buy a can of gold spray paint for the shovels.
We're just about ready to go. We are about 75% done with the blueprints. The bidding process is about to begin. We're hoping to have the bids opened or put out and then ready to go 1st of May. And then it's just depending on when the bidding winners can break ground and start going. We're hoping for here in about 8 weeks or so to break ground.
All right. So they're out for bid, but my understanding, you've got the money secured to the tune of?
It's about $900,000 on a which is a guess at this point, an educated guess from our architect, but somewhere near $900,000 to $1 million.
You're going to build on the site you're currently at, or are you going to move to a different location, build there, sell the old location? What's the plan there?
We purchased property. The city did. This actually started before coronavirus. We purchased the property at the intersection of Webster and Central Streets here in town, and we're planning on building in 2020. Then we put everything on hold with the virus to make sure everything was going to stay okay for us and we would have funding to build. And then we just started again. So we purchased the property and just been waiting to build on it until now.
You know, it's interesting. People that I spoke to and mentioned this figure about how much you were building the police station for, and it was interesting. Almost everybody kind of looked at me, John, and kind of quizzically and said, that sounds kind of low.
It does sound low, but compared to where we were 2 years ago when we bid this project, we were at around $600,000. It's a 3,200-square-foot building, but we've added many, many options to it. And the difference in price between then and now is about $350,000, that just materials and labor have increased since 2020.
That's almost a third.
Yeah, almost a third.
All right, so what's involved on paying for this? Because my understanding, everything's lined up. There's no new property taxes. It's a done deal when it comes to the funds for this location, John. Is that correct?
Our village is very blessed with the amount of retail occupants that we have for our sales tax revenue. Allows us to not raise property taxes. We charge the absolute lowest property tax by law in the village of West City. We have to charge something, so we charge the lowest. But this will affect the residents in no way. This will come from our revenues that we have now and that we'll be able to build with no debt.
Will you have a jail cells in this, or will you use somebody else's for this?
We'll have one holding cell. We're only about a mile from the Franklin County Jail, so when we transport, we're usually going to have somebody at the jail within a minute or so. But we do have time, so we'll have one holding cell.
All right. I want to change gears on you for just a couple of moments because, you know, we've talked a lot about the Safety Act and, of course, waiting for the court decisions. But you don't have that luxury of waiting. You have to move ahead with training, don't you, Chief?
Well, the Safety Act that's on hold right now is the part of the cashless bail. That's the part that's on hold. The other parts of the Safety Act that went into effect, the part that affects law enforcement, that went into effect some when July 1st of 22, some January 1st of 23, that requires extra training for police officers, yearly training that's required through the Illinois Training Board. There's training that's required every 3 years now by the training board. And a lot of that training where before was going to be just classroom training, where you would go MTU, who does our local training and mobile training unit out of Carbondale, usually offers a takes care of the southern third of the state or so, Effingham South. They do all the police training. But where there would be normally just classroom training, part of that training now that the state requiring is must be scenario-based training. So it has to be scenarios where before we might go to the range three or four times a year to shoot. Now when we go to the range, we're going to be in different scenario-based training where you're going to have, you might be falling out of a car and shooting. You might be in a different situations where you're behind walls or you're behind, and they'll tell you the situation you're in where you're going to, you know, the tool that we have will flip around and it'll be a bad guy, either a bad guy with a prisoner or holding a hostage or a bad guy with a knife. You got to decide right then where you're going to shoot or not. So just like that, whether it be domestic situations or whether it be firearm situations, a lot of the training has to be done now scenario-based. So a lot of this training is required by the state, which has been including like officer wellness and mental health checks. That's another thing that's included, is required by the state, which requires a lot of overtime for us to pay, which is not paid by the state or not reimbursed by the state, but the Safety Act is very, very expensive for police departments to bear the cost of just in the additional training alone.
Especially small locations like yours.
Yeah, especially small locations like ours. We have a total of 9 full-time officers, so if I've got 2 out in training, that leaves me 7, and then I've got to fill their shifts with overtime, and so it makes for plus you're paying the person that's in training overtime, the person that's filling their shift overtime, and it adds up in a hurry.
I just got a text. It's on the American Manual text line. It says, I've never heard that statement from an Illinois official until today. West City, we charge the lowest property tax allowed by state law. Wow, just received that message there. Thanks, Dan, for that sending that in this morning. So you have the bills that the Safety Act creates. You're in the process of building a station. But still, the universal issue, John Graskowitz is joining us this morning. So, staffing, is it as much an issue for you as it is others? Because you really are in a unique position. You've got 57 strolling right through. You've got people that step off that highway to commit crimes. You know, it's a really unique town. You got bigger ones surrounding you. You've got a lot of big responsibilities, even though you're a smaller town. How are you doing with staffing right now?
We are a very unique town, financially, business-wise, amount of tourists that come through. Our town actually has a population of about 700 people. A lot of people don't realize we are both sides of the interstate, to the west and to the east. We have 30,000 cars that come through the town a day. Plus, we are the retail hub of the area when it comes to, you know, Walmart, Rule King, hotels, restaurants, shopping centers, all the gas stations for the area are here. We're a home rule community, which makes it nice for us with the gas stations and things like that, but we don't increase our taxes for anyone. But retention-wise or hiring-wise, yes, it's a huge issue right now. There's not a lot of people wanting to dive into law enforcement as a career, as you can understand why right now. Just with the story you played from DuPo earlier today, which is 60 miles from here, an officer was shot overnight. Right. It's just the whole, this would be my 27th year of doing this, and the whole job has completely flipped over and changed to nothing like it used to be. The amount of just dealing with trying to find people, we always have a stack of applications before. People coming in every day. Hey, how can I come? How can I get hired? How can I be a police officer? We can run ads now. We can offer, towns are offering huge sign-on bonuses of money. People just don't want to apply. What happens is when the Illinois State Police offered lateral transfers to police officers from other towns, from municipal or county departments, many police officers who were certified already, they had to be certified with experience, transferred to the Illinois State Police. what that did was create lots and lots of openings in county departments, in city departments. So then city departments, county departments started taking from each other, which all that does is just transfer the problem from one department to another. But, yeah, same thing with every day. We're always looking. Same thing with dispatchers. No one wants to be a dispatcher anymore, but we're making it, and we'll continue to make it. We're filling 24 hours a day, so.
All right. West City Police Chief John Graskowitz.